Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a football podcast, FA Cup special. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And did you just boo the FA Cup special?
No,
it isn't. Jerome's already foreseeing this weekend's result, I think. And I think that's the honour of doing it, because we have an Arsenal fan in Chris, an Aston Villa fan in Jerome.
They're sitting next to each other at least, aren't they?
They are, yeah, at the moment.
Friends, for now.
We'll see you on Monday.
Yeah. And then obviously you've got the loser side of the table with myself and Jim. And also our friend Pete, who occasionally chips in and tells us about the game he went to at the 1966 World Cup. England only 0-0, wasn't it, Pete?
It was.
So yeah.
You just say I saw England in the 1966 World Cup, wouldn't you? You wouldn't say I went to the 0-0. Just go with that. It smells like rabbit food up here.
It does. We're in a new bar. We're in the new sports bar that's opening Canary Wharf, which is quite nice but quite pricey.
Very pricey.
Really? How much is that?
It's £4.60 for a pint of Foster's, which in Australian money for all our Australian listeners is about $230, I think.
Yeah. Back in '66.
Back in '66.
18 pence a pint.
18 pence. It's a pint. Oh dear. And you got changed so you could get the tram home.
Yeah, exactly.
It's terrible. So yeah, it's been a while. We've not done it. Jim's just put a metal top hat on the table.
That's what I thought. Nice. I was thinking top hat.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the photo.
So there we go. That's nice. There's been a lot going on in football since we last did the show, especially this week with all that FIFA crap.
Good. I'm glad that's happened.
Yeah.
When did we last do a show?
There needs to be something.
We last did a show, I think, just before United played Arsenal in the FA Cup. It was just for the last lot of internationals. Cause I remember us talking at we were playing Lithuania, I think.
Yeah.
So about 3 months.
That's a long time.
Yeah. So sorry about that. We've had one person on Twitter ask where we are. So hello to Tim Tantrum.
Tim Tantrum as well. Yeah.
Clearly all our listeners are missing us. But we'll talk about the FA Cup, because there's a lot we could talk about. We don't want to talk about Chelsea being in the league, although well done to them. We don't want to talk about some fucking great playoff finals last weekend. Three really good games. Three really different games as well. Let's talk about the FA Cup. Arsenal. Let's talk about Arsenal. You're going to win.
I think we should win. It's weird. I don't know who we're going to play, because
fucking Wenger Wilshere getting goal of the season.
Yeah, but that's Arsenal fans for you, mate. That just goes to show you how
absolute
much.
Absolute little.
It is a bit of a cliche, but we do sort of dominate the online polls and things.
We haven't won anything, so let's tweet in and make the match of the day.
Fucking idiots.
It reminds me of the time I got all the podcast listeners to vote for Gary Neville as the right back in our all time team. That's going back quite a
although
while.
Although I am liking Gary Neville more and more.
You can't not like it.
Class of 92 was on again on ITV the other day, wasn't it? A load of people were watching it, because I spoke to a load of people the next day at work, and I'd seen it, but it's one of those things that I watched, didn't remember any of it again, like, so when I watched it, they all come across as really nice chaps. Brian Giggs could do comedy easily. He's like Cole Pilkington. He's doing anecdotes about the Neville brothers, and he's just giving I really liked it. Didn't particularly like any of them as players.
I'd say that film kicked off the first argument. Well, not argument, but first bad blood of my marriage, when I got on the plane to Singapore and saw that it was on the Ed Sever system, and said, "All right, I'm going to watch this now. Bye."
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I didn't speak to her for 2 hours.
My missus once said, right, because you have your own screens, whatever. She went, let's watch the same film and we'll start at exactly the same time. And I just looked at, nah.
My missus did that when we were.
I'm going to watch the Mortal Kombat film.
We were coming back from Australia. My missus did that with the last Shrek film. So let's watch the same time. And I set it off about 3 seconds before. So every time something big was happening, I was like, is it? Sorry, you're not there. Yeah, again, another fight. But Arsenal.
Yeah, sorry. Depends who we play, because we've got selection teams. I think Walcott obviously had a really good game the other day. Came on in a striking position and scored a hat trick.
Yeah,
he won't start.
No, I don't think he will. Well, Giroud hasn't scored a goal in about 550 minutes or something ridiculous. So I think Giroud will start.
He's going to stick with a team that he's gone for in the past.
Yeah. Also, goalkeeper as well. I think he'll probably play Chesney, even though.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Okay. Well, he does that. He's his cup keeper, and I think he has to stick with him. He did it last year with Fabianski, and obviously Fabianski went and left for Swansea. I think he'll do
and
it
And had
again.
A great season at Swansea,
I think,
to be fair.
Why not? I mean, Chesney's had a shit season, I'll admit.
Well, from a Villa point of view, that's good news. Chesney, nice one, Jim.
Cheers, Jim. Good either the other day, so who knows?
I just think.
Do you reckon Villa, will Villa start Pomegar?
I would love Pomegar to play.
Milosevic?
I reckon on Pomegar's knee, he could still do a job in the centre half.
He'll do a better job than Bloody Okoro done against.
What was it Villa won when Milosevic scores?
The League Cup.
League Cup.
Beat Leeds 3-0.
Yeah.
No, it was 3-0, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. Milosevic just got us from downtown, though. It was from ages, from miles out, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was the last time he was at a Wembley final, actually, which was 10, 20 years ago.
Oh, wait. FA Cup 2000.
Oh yeah.
This is my stat of knowledge, but you lost that. Yeah, so
we lost that.
That was a fucking doggo game as well,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was a shit game. I went to that game with bloody shit. But hopefully it's going to be better. I think it'll be a good game. If we play as well as we did against Liverpool, I think it'll be a decent game. And I've got high hopes for...
What was your score in the last game of the season?
1-0, we lost to Burnley. You're talking about the time before that, aren't you?
You got 6-1. Yeah.
6-1 by Southampton, yes.
That's that was carnage.
That was awful. It was
because
so
none of those goals were good goals.
No.
Out of the six, you'd think one would be a decent goal.
No,
they were
one
all
of
just...
them was. The short chain long goal was awesome. Like, it was a good goal.
Oh, you're right, yeah. But yeah, still, then the goalkeeper, I'd be like, how have you got done from there?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the hat-trick, the fastest hat-trick, wasn't it?
Yeah, mine. Yeah.
And some of them were absolute dog.
Yeah, you've got that bad performance out of the way.
As a Villa fan, you must be going into it just thinking, yeah, we're going to lose this. And if anything else comes of it. Or do you actually think you could do it?
I think if we play to the best of our ability, to our strengths, and Arsenal have a semi-off day, I think we could win.
I've got a feeling Villa are going to do it.
And I'm happier that Giroud is going to start than Wilcott, because Wilcott will cause us a lot more problems than Giroud will cause us.
You know what I think? Last year, Arsenal should have lost the cup final.
Well, we were 2-0 down.
Paul went 2-0 up in what?
I think it was 8 minutes.
Yeah, ridiculously early.
Yeah.
And a better team would have shot up shot, held them out. Hull played quite well throughout, though. It went to extra time, didn't it?
Yeah.
120 minutes, and it was a great goal from Aaron Ramsey. I've just got a feeling Villa, and especially Sherwood, because he's more... Steve Bruce is an okay manager at putting a team together, but he's not a leader. He's not someone that players buy into. Tim Sherwood seems to have that.
He's
certain
that
players instantly will perform for him. Tom Cleverley's done it. Adebayor did it last season. Scott Sinclair. Delph's been brilliant. Benteke's come back into form.
Have there been rumours already that Adebayor might go to Villa in the summer?
I think that might happen. So.
Do you think it might happen?
Yeah.
I think if Benteke goes...
he will try.
Oh, I suppose so,
well.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not a particularly massive fan of him,
no,
but...
Why would anyone want Adebayor playing for him?
But
on his day, on his day, he's as good a striker as there is out there, really, but his day doesn't come off
enough.
He don't
want to score for you, he won't.
If
he doesn't
want to
play, he won't.
It's the wages, though, isn't it? He's on something stupid still,
isn't he? Yeah, he'll be wanting six figures.
Yeah, that's the only
Is he out of contract?
He probably is, yeah. No, they're not out of contract, so they've just released him. He's given compassionate leave over the fight because he contemplated suicide recently.
Oh God, yeah, all that stuff with his brother.
So I don't know if he's going to be in a great state, but if Benteke goes...
Sorry, what happened to his brother?
No, his family have been coming out and saying how he's been a bastard, not supported him, so he's released a load of stories via Facebook. Clearly quite emotional statements about how his family have stolen from
him.
So
he's one of those wankers that puts like, can't believe it's happened, ..
No.
On Facebook and everyone, oh, where did boy all what's the...
No, no.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
No, he's one of those
can't believe I'm in A&E again, .. Oh.
can't believe I hit in the eye with a squash ball, ..
Come on.
He's one of those wankers who puts far too much out there without having any filter. So he talked about how his brother, he got him a trial at a French club, and I think there were 20 other lads in the squad and he'd stolen 16 phones in his week.
When you said French club, I thought you meant he was going to be working in the toilets giving out the aftershave.
Train Olay.
Anyway, but yeah, Adebayor can do a job.
Yeah.
We know that. And whether it's in a toilet or at a football club, he can do a job.
He's going to be one of those players you look back on, though, and just think, bloody hell, what's he got out of the Premier League now? Like 8 or 9 seasons, something like that, in total, probably?
Yeah, I think he joined Arsenal in 2005.
Multi-millionaire, and he's done absolutely nothing.
He had one really good season at Arsenal, and that's
demanded
it.
Demanded to get paid.
And he put in one really good celebration against Arsenal.
That was funny. Yeah, to be fair, I don't begrudge him his millions for that now, actually. That was just brilliant.
Yeah.
He used to play with Bentner. Think of the two most arrogant strikers probably ever. We had them at the same time playing in the same team, and they fucking hated each other as well. which is good. They famously had a couple of arguments
on the pitch,
which is great. But awful. What's Ben doing these days?
I think he's at Wolfsburg. Yes. They've done really well this season. I don't think he's done really well, but I think they've done really well.
Self-proclaimed greatest striker that ever.
Matt Letizia.
Matt Letizia,
they're good. Xavi's favourite midfielder.
Have you seen the documentary the other day?
I've seen it. It's
absolute genius. It's on Sky On Demand. Yeah, have you seen it?
I saw a bit of it.
I just love how much pleasure he gets from watching his goals back as well. Do you know that goal he scored against Blackburn and like rattled into the top corner?
Yeah.
He's watching that and he loved it because it was Tim Flowers in goal, who used to play for Southampton.
Didn't he score an absolute fucking like key? Was it Taibbi? Massimo Taibbi?
Yeah, Taibbi.
He also
once lobbed Schmeichel. Beautiful goal when they beat us
just after
when they beat us 6-3.
Oh, wow.
And you change your
that was a different game. The 6-3 Egil Austin side scored a hat trick.
The one where he lobbed him as well, he'd been lobbed by Philip Albert on the Monday.
Yeah,
that game was on like the Saturday and he'd been done the Monday before, so that's why he said he went for the chip.
Who are we talking about as well? No, Xavi. It's funny because Xavi's obviously leaving Barcelona, and I find it strange because
is he retiring or is he going?
No, he's going to play for a load of money in Qatar. And I thought when a central midfielder leaves a club they've played for all their career and been a captain and won a load of trophies with, they got a 6-month send off, a campaign to get them to the cup final. Former players crying in the stands. And then get beat 6-1 in their last game. I thought that was the standard.
No, it was crying in the stands.
That's just Liverpool.
What, Ian Rush and all that lot? Kenny Dalglish and Robbie Fowler, they look like they were. Fucking pricks. No, but fair play to Steven Gerrard. He's had a great career there in club allegiances side, blah, blah, blah.
I'm sure he did very well.
And it's a shame he's not playing this Saturday.
it's even funnier that he's not. Of course.
Well, as a complete neutral around the table, I wanted him to be there.
I think as an event it would have been great. I think,
and
to be honest, I'd prefer Liverpool Arsenal final from a showpiece.
From a non-neutral, but talking to a lot of neutrals, I think earlier in the season, and certainly when it got to the quarter-final stage, a lot of people I spoke to, certainly Liverpool fans, wanted it to be a United Liverpool final, and I think Liverpool would have beaten us. But Liverpool Arsenal would have been great, especially if you go back to the 2001 final, which Michael Owen. Scoring the two goals.
Yeah, that was a shit game though, as well.
It was a terrible game.
And Arsenal should have won, were it not for Stefani Henchō clearing it off his own line with his hands and not getting punished for it.
You said that. I just hope Villa don't just fold up.
I want us to go for it. I want us to go for it to a point where we just get opened up, because that could easily happen.
Well, yeah, there is that. Watching the playoff finals over the weekend, there was one game which was really tight, which was Southend Wickham went to Pens. And then you had Preston just steamrolled Swindon, they were 2-0 up after like 10 minutes or that, so you can't really gauge that, and they didn't come back into it. The one that annoyed me was Middlesbrough against
Norwich.
Middlesbrough just showed nothing. They had absolutely nothing.
As soon as they went down,
that was it.
It was 2-0 at half time. You come out the second half and you give it a go. And it's not like they didn't give it a go, obviously. They didn't want to not fucking score, but they were just shit. And they're not a shit team. Like they spray the ball wide. Norwich did really well, basically. They knew that George Friend, they kept giving the ball to. He's only out of that. He's on his left foot.
Yeah.
So they showed him outside. On the flip side, Adoma likes cutting in. Going on the out. Right? So they showed him inside, so he can't do anything. And
the problem Norwich are going to have is, you look at that team they had on Monday, and all... pretty much the entire squad, it's the same team that they had in the Premier League last year. So there's no...
I don't see that as a problem.
And no, it's good that they've got a basis, but they need... if they're going to go back up, that team in theory is just going to go straight back down. How's it going
to get? I don't think so, because they've got a year's Premier League experience under the belt. They've been together for another year as a squad. They've come through a Wembley final, so they're riding on the crest of that wave. I think they're a lot better placed than the other two clubs that have gone up.
No.
To do well in terms of Bournemouth and Watford. Bournemouth now have got the consistency of having Eddie Howe there and what have you, and they'll make a couple of decent signings.
I really hope Watford go down.
Yeah.
Just because of their owners. I have a soft spot because I've got a mate who's a Watford fan, and I used to go and watch them occasionally. He used to work with us. Jim knows him. But I hope they go down. He's a fucking fast lad, but.
Bit of a useless fact about playoffs. There's a player that's going to get two playoff medals.
Yeah, for going Son. Out.
the song. He played for Watford, and he played about 12 games for Watford, and obviously went with Norwich.
Parrot Cup, yeah. So you only need five league appearances to get a medal.
He's getting two medals.
I am happy for Watford for.
Ask Richard Wright, he knows all about that.
You say Wright, I think it's Josh Wright. This season, I think it was this season, he basically played for three clubs and they all got relegated. He played for Millwall, they went down. He ended up at Leyton Orient, and I think he played for a club on loan in between, and they ended up going down as well. Well played, Josh.
Some positive news: FC United of Manchester have got a lovely new stadium, which is great.
And they've got a great club who are playing their opening game in Benfica.
Yes.
Benfica BT.
Okay. Well, they're not even in the sort of football league, and they've got a ready football league, ready stadium. Really good. Have you seen it? It's Parker Stadium, FC United. FC United.
Yeah. Whereabouts is it?
It's out near where Newton Heath originally were founded to. It's out Stratford Way.
Yeah. For our fans listening down south, it's up north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know that. What's the capacity they got?
It's 6,000, and it's good enough to get into the Football League already.
Yeah. And they've got room for expansion. Is it Northwich Victorious?
They've got the Dane Bank stand from Northwich Vicks, where I used to stand as a child.
The old stand.
Because Northwich Vicks, they had to move out their stadium, and now they play out in Flixton, which you all know, of course. And sorry, I'm just giving Pete money to go and get us another drink each. The Dane Bank sandwich was the biggest stand in the Football League, in the non-league, in terms of just standing capacity. It was opened in 97. They sold that on to FC United as a whole piece. They had to transport it in like three pieces of massive lorries through the northwest. But
I'm fine. Yeah. 1966. But anyway, decent stadium.
Yeah, as Pete's pointing out, the £9 I've just given him to buy some more beers would have got you a whole stand in 1966. But it's great for FC United and for Benfica, because apparently last year when Benfica's youth team came over to play in the Youth Champions League, FC United looked after them, let them use their facilities.
Is it something to do with the anniversary of the European?
Well, it's also the history with United playing him in the 1968 final. And I think Benfica are mainly fan owned as well, as a lot of European clubs are. So I think there's that.
Yeah, I've read a really, really good article about the whole club.
You see, McDonald's have made a statement. McDonald's takes matters of ethics and corruption very seriously. The news from the US Department of Justice is extremely concerning. McDonald's statement. I just like the image of like Ronald McDonald. Sorry, reading that out and set like, just
we
go,
have got
Ronald.
We have got Sky Sports News on in the background of the face. Yeah. And Coca-Cola saying this lengthy controversy has tarnished the mission and ideals of the FIFA
World
Cup.
This is exactly what I want to happen, and I want them to all pull out, and I want everyone to look at Qatar 2022 as a non-World Cup.
Hyundai.
We are
terminally concerned. Jim.
Sorry. We are extremely concerned about legal proceedings being taken against certain FIFA executives, and will continue to monitor the situation closely.
Thanks,
Hyundai. They said as they drew their...
They have also made a similar statement. So it's exactly the same. As their cars. I'm really am glad this is happening.
Those statements all look the same.
Yeah,
out of that part of the world.
I really am glad. I'm really glad that this is happening, to be honest.
Jack Warner. Oh, this is. Oh no, he's gone. Notice how they put that.
This is a show in itself. Next show we do, we should just come here and for half an hour just react to the Sky Sports news.
Yeah, you like Soccer Saturday.
Janinho scored a penalty for LA Galaxy. I'm assuming that's not little Janinho.
No, he was at Wembley the other day for the Borough game, though.
He was, and he was gutted.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Yeah.
Steven Gerrard's LA Galaxy debut. We're just reading the news now.
Yeah.
This isn't. Yeah.
This is.
I am over the moon that that's happening with the World Cup. I do want people to pull out.
Nothing's actually going to happen, is it?
But it's obviously quite clear that all these companies have been well aware of what's happening all along, and obviously now it's in the media and the news, they're actually doing something about it. They're not doing anything, really.
Thankfully, we're going to have the election tomorrow, and if Sepp Blatter doesn't get in, we're going to have a member of the Qatari royal family? So you know that.
Yeah, why not? We might we've also got a load of cartoon characters.
Yeah.
It's a joke, it's a farce.
Yeah, so thankfully there'll be no corruption there.
Yeah.
Sorry for us, but anyway, that's a lovely face, Jim. You know what, the one thing we not mentioned, because we will wrap up now because I want to have a pint before we're about to work, we don't get us on a lunch break these days, it's shit.
Yeah, rubbish.
But Stuart Hoare is over there. Stuart, Stuart, he actually is in this pub. Stuart yes. has not been on the show for 2 years.
Oh my god, he's the coming pub, over. The pub, he's actually pub. Coming over.
Bloody hell. You all right, Stu?
Afternoon.
Here he is.
Bloody hell, he's here.
Thoughts on QPR's season?
It's been a bit of a shambles, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good luck. They released Joe Barton yesterday, didn't they?
I'm a bit upset about that.
I'm surprised about that. I thought he was your one decent player most of the games.
I think it goes to show, though, Ramsey hasn't got the heart for it. If he can't deal with Barton, I mean, in all the press conferences, Chris Ramsey hasn't got a nicer word to say about Barton. Then when it comes to a contract renewal, doesn't do it. It's all a bit strange.
So would you have given him a 100%. Contract? Yeah.
Hey, on the plus side,
Leroy Fer is the Championship midfielder. He can't defend.
Well, no, Leroy Fer is going to go.
He can't play twice a week.
Both of them will go.
Fallin, they've offered him a contract. He ain't played
they've
more than two.
Fallin and Clint Hill. Richard Dunn would have done a job in the Championship, not kept him.
Yeah.
Everyone that seems outspoken has come out and said something about management has just been passed over. It's all a bit of a shame. I think Barton would have definitely done a job for us.
Said you've got Clint Hill.
How old's Ferdinand now?
Ferdinand.
36, 37. So has he retired? Has he announced anything? You know,
Ferdinand's not come out and said a lot. Obviously, he's got a lot of personal he'll probably leave him be for the time being. But
I was just wondering whether he had announced his retirement yet.
I think he probably will, to be fair.
Yeah, I think he's going to, given everything that's going on in his personal life, which is terrible.
I could see him doing a year at West Ham.
It's whether it depends who comes in.
Getting back to Leeds.
Yeah. Or
they'd love it.
Well, I could see him going to America, or I certainly could have before all the unfortunate stuff that's gone on.
He's got young kids.
Yeah,
that's going to be one. He's going to want to settle them down and take them to America. Somewhere.
Anyway,
thank you, Barton.
Mm. There you go.
Where's he off? Where do
you think he'll go? I reckon he'll get a place in the Premier League. Yeah. I reckon someone will give him a contract.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's good enough.
So.
Norwich.
Or he'd go abroad again. He loved France.
French, love him.
What's a funny accent we can get him to move to so he can do it in his next
Russia. China. He's got to be in Russia.
Liverpool.
In Soviet Russia, cigar stubs eye out on you.
Yeah, exactly. What an answer.
But, anyway. Stuart, for the first time in 2 years, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
And that's us for this week, so good luck to Jerome.
He's just made him come over as well.
Good luck to Jerome and Chris at the weekend.
Can we do score predictions for the cup final?
Score predictions, go on then. Chris.
2-1 Arsenal.
Stuart.
1-0 Villa.
2-1 Villa.
England 0, Uruguay 0 from Pete.
I think it's going to go 1-1, and then I think Villa are going to win 2-1 in extra time.
I said earlier I thought Villa might do it. I'm going to go with 1-1 and then Arsenal to win 2-1 in extra time. Chris has got his hat back on. Good luck to anyone listening who's got a team in the cup final. We'll try and do something again in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we should.
Because it's nice to drink. Take care. Love you all. Follow us on Twitter @FootballPodcast. Goodbye.